Well, obviously, we totally want hunger to come down in the world. But again, 925 million sounds and is an awful, awful lot of hungry people in the world. Of course, it's great that it's come down from a billion, but we need much bigger and quicker progress.
Now, ActionAid has released a new report today entitled, Who's Really Fighting Hunger? And it says that hunger could be costing poor nations about $450 billion a year. How so?
Well, we've extrapolated from UN estimates of the opportunity costs, the costs of young people and children going hungry. What are the lifetime costs of that in terms of lost productivity, lost lifetime earnings, extra costs from repeating grades at school because you're hungry, the health associated costs. So basically, working from the UN figures, we've extrapolated to the rest of the world, and this is the number that we've come up with. It's a very conservative estimate from us, but it's 10 times the amount that it costs not dealing with hunger than dealing with hunger. So it would be cheaper to tackle hunger than to let it get as bad as it has.
Now, you say that 20 out of 28 poor nations are off track to meeting the first Millennium Development Goals.
Well, that's right. Lots of the countries that we surveyed about 51 countries, 28 in the developing world, a number of them are still really off track. And so progress on tackling hunger and the Millennium Development Goals is badly off track. And world leaders are meeting in New York next week to assess progress on all of the 8 Millennium Development Goals.
Now let's look at the best and the worst in the report. First, the best. ActionAid says Brazil, China, Ghana, Malawi, and Vietnam top your scorecard.
The reason is they have made tackling hunger a big political priority. It's about political will. Brazil, in particular, had a big campaign headed by the president of Brazil, President Lula, and he made fighting hunger a priority. They invested in smallholder agriculture. They built up their social protection scheme so that if you're poor and you live in the countryside, you will get some monthly money, and also you'll get cheap credit so that you can farm productively. So they've really invested. They've been very concerted about this, and the results have been dramatic.
Now let's look at the bottom of the scorecard. The Democratic Republic of Congo, Burundi, Sierra Leone, Pakistan, which has been hit by floods of late, and Lesotho.
Well, I think there's specific issues for those specific countries. Obviously, the Congo is in a conflict situation. That means that there's now about 76% of the population there are suffering from hunger. That is very specific to that environment. Pakistan obviously has had these devastating floods, and that is really going to impact on food security there, and it's very, very low. Our report says that 1 in 2 people in Pakistan now are going hungry. So, again, a lot of this is to do with a lack of investment in agriculture, smallholder farming, and the rural sector. That's why we're calling at the UN next week for really strong, concerted national plans. And then we're saying the international community should be backing those national plans with strong resources so that they can really get on top of the problems there.